Radio, WTAM 1100.
I'm not interested in getting 50 votes in the Senate. I'm interested in getting 60 votes. That's what is required to pass a piece of legislation today. And so I've been instructed by Senator Schumer to work over the next
Senator
several
Chris Murphy,
weeks with
talking
Democrats
about guns and gun violence and violence caused by guns and what to do about it in the United States Senate.
Pass,
meanwhile, at the border,
you know what the picture's taken. The rules are
Senator Ted Cruz with some other senators trying to take video and pictures.
That's all we ask.
Of the conditions that kids are living in right there, right now.
There's a
couple stories to kick around with our political analyst Steve Roberts on some new polling numbers on how President Biden is handling all this. Let's set up some of this, though, this morning with Michael Bauer on what we're seeing and talking about here. Michael?
Yes. Well, listen, the Biden administration has been fighting on the heels for the better part of the last couple of weeks over this, indicating, look, these are the same kinds of surges that we saw in 2014 and 2019. It's tough to compare to last year because you had COVID, which obviously played a role there as far as people coming to the border or trying to come to the border. But you're seeing more and more the specialists, the people who have been studying what goes on at the border, saying this is just a seasonal surge, and this is only just the beginning. There's going to be more that comes before things begin to slow down, but that doesn't mean that the Biden administration has necessarily been prepared or ready for the media onslaught that's coming here, including a number of people in the media grilling the Biden administration last week about when they were going to have access to these kinds of facilities on the border, because so far the Biden administration has shut them out. Well, it looks as though the Biden administration is taking senior officials down on Wednesday. They're bringing camera crews with them on some level that will have the opportunity to send out some footage of what's going on there. So the process is beginning. It's certainly slow, but it's beginning. And then you saw President Trump this weekend, according to Fox News, say that he was probably going to go to the border soon over the next couple of weeks. No specific date from the former president, but an indication that he said he's been getting requests from the U.S. Border Patrol agents, that he's been getting requests from Immigration and Customs Enforcement to come down there. And so he says he kind of feels like he owes it to them, that they're great people doing an incredible job in a very dangerous situation. He says, I didn't want to get involved. Somebody else is supposed to be doing it. But largely, it seems as though if President Trump decides to get involved, it's going to be a sort of an emotional support former president for the Border Patrol agents down there, and less likely to have any involvement in policy whatsoever. It'd just be a PR move for him to be seen down there on the border on some level and shake some hands and kiss some babies from there. But at the end of the day, the president says it looks like it's something that he is going to be doing over the next few weeks.
Several senators have made the trip, including our Ohio Senator Rob Portman. They all say they're stunned at what they're seeing, just kind of reinforcing this. And as you said, the Biden administration on their heels. I mean, they want to be transparent, but yet they don't want to have reporters in there showing some of these pictures.
Yeah, and that's something that even Biden himself seemed like he wasn't prepared for. He indicated last week at the press conferences that this was something that he was still waiting to get his hands on the situation, that technically he felt like he hadn't had a chance to do that yet. He's been busy with all the COVID stuff. What's clear is that when you're talking with some of the experts that have been studying this and putting out reports, this current situation is not an aberration but a recurring problem to which the federal government has not adapted. It's been going on whether Republican or Democrat in office, and we still haven't figured this part out yet. So that's what we're seeing play out once again in front of our eyes.
Michael Bauer on it this morning. Michael, thanks much.
You got to stay safe, Bill.
So how do we think President Biden is handling all this? ABC News Ipsos poll out this morning. Interesting numbers. Political analyst Steve Roberts. Steve?
Yeah, about two-thirds, three-quarters of Americans do approve of the handling of the virus and the way the rollout of the vaccine has happened. And it's obvious reason, Bill, because this is basically not a partisan issue. Sure, during the Trump era, wearing masks became a symbol of politics and all of that. But let's remember, you know, Republicans get sick. Republicans lose their businesses. Republicans have their kids home from school. The virus does not know politics, and it doesn't know partisanship. And so the attempt to deal with it has a different quality, and it affects everybody individually. You know, we're not talking about NATO or policy or China or even climate change, which are these abstractions, Bill. This affects every single family in Cleveland every day, right? And so it's and that's why Biden's attempts to deal with it have been met with significant public approval. Now you get to more polarizing issues like immigration and gun control, very different picture. But also Biden has made dealing with the virus his number one priority. He said it several times during his press conference last week because he knows first of all, this is the issue to help helped him get elected in the first place. He knows it's an issue that's going to help Democrats in the off-year election next year. And he knows in the long run it's probably the single most important issue that his term is going to be judged on. That's why he's put the priority on it.
Before I get you to guns and the border, the economy, there's already a story that he's looking at more spending. We've got those $1,400 checks. We like that. We like what he is doing so far on the economy as well.
Yes, but that's largely because the benefits of his policy are obvious and the drawbacks are less obvious. You know, as you say, you get a $1,400 check. There are very few people get that check or worrying, gee, what's the impact going to be on the federal deficit 5 years from now?
Right.
You know, no one's thinking about that. So this is almost entirely an upside benefit. But the potential downsides, the impact on the deficit, the impact on potential overheating of the economy and inflation, these are abstractions. This is like China policy, right? This doesn't affect anybody directly. Now, in the long run, if there are downside effects, yeah, it'll affect people. You know, if inflation starts, people are going to feel that, but they don't feel it now. And so the benefits are the tangible upfront factors here, and that's why it's reasonably popular.
Political analyst Steve Roberts for another minute. So I get my shot, I'm happy, got my $1,400, I'm happy, but I get back in the car, turn the radio on, and I hear about, you know, kids sleeping on concrete floors, and then we've got this horrible shooting out in Colorado and Georgia, and we want our president to do something about this stuff, right?
That's right, and the ability of a president to do much is very limited. You take the border situation. You know, I've been saying that I think there was a downside here for this administration. They should have anticipated that their own policies, Biden trying to portray himself during the campaign and afterwards with the executive orders he issued right in the first days, he was sending a signal. I'm going to be different on immigration. I'm going to be more humane. I'm not going to build the wall. Well, people are going to hear that. And there's been pent-up demand for 4 years for a lot of families fleeing poverty, fleeing violence back home, fleeing bad weather back home. And they just made a mistake in not anticipating the flood of new arrivals. Now, having said that, I think it's largely, at least one dimension of this is just a short-term problem because they've got all these kids they weren't prepared for. Within weeks, they will get these kids out of those detention centers. They'll spread them around the country to relatives and sponsors, and then eventually they'll let cameras in. Right now, you can tell that they know it's a political problem, Bill, because they won't let cameras into those detention centers. If they thought this was a political plus, they'd be opening the doors, but they're not. And that tells you that they know there's a political problem on guns. You know, we've talked about this so much over the years. The general public does support reasonable gun measures, but there's a hardcore, fiercely determined gun lobby which clearly does not represent the majority of Americans, but they're very focused. And in politics, groups that would say, this is my issue, I'm determined, I'm focused, can often sway the debate. And that's been true for 20 years now, where the gun lobby has dominated gun policy. Whether that's going to break up at all, very big question. We thought that other shootings would cause dislodging here, Bill. But there will be a push for new gun control, but the odds are against it.
Political analyst Steve Roberts, takeaways from the new ABC News Ipsos poll about the job our president is doing. Thanks, Steve.
Okay, my friend. Baseball this week.
That's right. That's a good sign. Baseball. Thanks, Steve. Okay. Steve, big Yankees fan, yeah? Baseball this week. That's